Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street. Okay, so I recently had the pleasure of hanging out at this fabulous little wine shop called Amante Vino in Montclair, New Jersey. It's actually on Church Street, for those of you that know Montclair. Cool little part of town. Montclair's a great little town in New Jersey. And this really fabulous woman, Sharon Severance, owns it. She is a sommelier. She is also certified by Wine and Spirits Education Trust. And she teaches those classes there for those of you that are interested. But this is a woman who was an investment banker. She was with Merrill Lynch. She worked downtown and lived downtown during the whole 9/11 catastrophe. Actually, she and her husband were displaced from their apartment because they were that close to it. And like a lot of people, 9/11 changed her life, changed her outlook on life. It makes, I think sometimes many of these events make you realize what's important. And they got out. They left Manhattan. They bought a home in Montclair. And she started to follow her passion, which was wine. She went to wine school and she basically never looked back. She fought to get this spot down in Montclair. There was not many liquor licenses in town, and persevered and did not quit until she got it. So from Wall Street basically to Main Street, literally, it's almost like Main Street in Montclair. It's Church Street though. And she opened this shop that's so, it's beautiful and clean and very easy to navigate. And the best part about it, I think, is that you have not heard of any of the wines in her shop. They are unknown, great value, great wines. She is ridiculously knowledgeable and gets out there and tastes all these artisanal, biodynamic wines and brings them to her shop. And so at a minimum, you got to check out her website. It's Amante Vino, A-M-A-N-T-I, Vino, V-I-N-O.com. I'll include all the emails and, I mean, the links and stuff in the write-up. But she's doing some cool things. All right, first and foremost, I got to talk about her dog. Her dog, Delightful. So cool. She has this big dog. Unfortunately, apparently, the dog, Rufus, is getting too old to come to work with her every day because he used to. And she created a line of wine and held this competition and had all these people draw these fabulous pictures of her dog and decide which one she was going to use. And the proceeds of the wine go to a charity, which is really awesome. So you got to, if nothing else, you got to buy wine with Rufus on it because he's cute as pie. But we tasted some great wines, and I had opened my mouth and said I was a Pinot Noir fan, which it's not a secret. Anybody that knows me knows that's one of my go-tos. But so she picked, we tasted three wines together, and two of them were these light, refreshing reds that very much mimic a Pinot Noir, but grapes that I never heard of. And if you did, God bless you. And I'm going to just apologize now. Two of them are French, and inevitably I will butcher it. I will butcher the language. I don't know why. After all those years I've taken French, probably 6 years, four in high school, two in college, I'm lucky I could say au revoir without killing it. And I just killed that, I think, right? Okay, so the first wine we tasted was Calabretta, Calacala Rossa. And Calacala in Italian means gulp, gulp. I know my Italian. I don't know. I know at least one of them. So the great part about this wine is it comes from the volcanic slopes of Mount Etna, which is an active volcano on the east coast of Sicily. Now, Sicily is totally coming into its own with its wines. It used to be that all they did was make bulk wine. Now, these wines are getting, they're just better and they're getting more recognition and they're taking their time. So 95% of this wine is, the grape is called Norello Mascalese. And I never heard of it before, but it's a dark-skinned grape that basically just grows on the slopes of Mount Etna. Now, Mount Etna is still an active volcano, so there's like, you get that kind of ash in the wine. It was really nice, very light. If you're a Burgundy fan, I think you would love this. It has that same structure, but it's an Etna Rosso, and I think that in and of itself is a great story. Not to mention, the wine was $18. I'm telling you, $18. Nothing that I talk about today is going to cost you more than $20. This is like my new favorite thing now, to find and taste these amazing wines that are so reasonably priced. And look, part of it is, you know, it's lack of demand, right? People don't know these wines, and demand always pushes the prices up, which I've talked about Napa Valley before. I think Napa is getting a little ahead of itself price-wise. But the wines are killer, so I get it. But there are so many fabulous little artisanal wines out there that are just bargains. Okay, so now we're going to move to France, and this is approximately where I start to butcher the language. The next wine, the grape is called the Poulsard, P-O-U-L-S-A-R-D. It is a red grape from the Jura region, which is like dead middle of the country all the way to the east. So if you're looking at France, dead middle all the way to the east, almost touching Switzerland. That's kind of where we are right now. The Domaine Rolet is the Chateau Arbois. It's Arbois Poulsard. And then I'm not even going to bother for you. I got the links. It's Arbois Poulsard, Poulsard. So red grape. And it's very light in color, but you can tell that it's going to be a fabulous summer wine, I think, right? It's fruity. I think it has these like meaty tones as well. It was delicious. It's not a monster red by any stretch, but I got like fruit on it. And again, I got like a little bit of that like animal something. But smoked, you know, meats, fish, awesome wine. Again, I think you would use it like you would a Pinot Noir. And the final wine she brought out was the grape is called the Picpoul, P-I-C-P-O-U-L. I mean, have you ever heard of any of these? I have not. Total lesser known Rhone varietal, but it is one of the, so when you have a Chateau Neuf de Pape, there are 13 possible grapes that are allowed in that wine in order to be called a Chateau Neuf de Pape. And this Picpoul is one of them. I had no idea. It is a white grape now. So we tasted the Domaine Gugal de Saint-Bon. It is a, again, a lesser known varietal from the Rhone, but it was, and it's typically used in blending, but here you're drinking it on its own, and it is native to the south of France. It was light, acidic. There was a minerality to it. It was very clean. We thought lemony too. It was a fabulous wine, and it was $12. Oh, and I forgot to mention the one before was $20. So the Poulsard was $20, and this Picpoul, $12. Come on, $12 for a great light wine. And the Domaine, so Domaine Gugal Saint-Bon is like this little tiny estate, actually, run by a mother-daughter team, which makes me love this story even more. And they are proud defenders of this grape, Picpoul, and they are... they're like doing their damnedest to make this great wines and get it out there. And they pay strict attention to it. And it's, again, it's like very citrusy and there's a minerality to it. And I mean, great price, $12, amazing value. So check out these wines. I'm going to include the link. And if you happen to ever get to Montclair, New Jersey, you got to check out her shop. It's so pretty. I put pictures on the site. There's this all this great artwork. And she's doing some fun stuff. She's got this vino van, which I wish my town had one, that two days a week, if you order wine before 3 o'clock, when you get off the train, there'll be a vino van waiting for you with your delivery. That is plum genius. And the other thing she does is she puts tables out in the back so you can go buy a bottle and drink out back in the summer in her little vinoteca. So awesome shop, great ideas, great wines. Check out the website. I love, like I said, the wines are just all different and great value, and try new things. I think that's the beauty of the wine world, that you never have to drink the same wine twice. How about that? All right, go try a different wine you never had before and let me know. Gentani.